Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is irregular plural nouns, odd nouns, such as oxen, oxen.
Are you stressed out about your mounting debt? If you answer yes, then my new audiobook, Money Girl's 10 Steps to a Debt-Free Life, is for you. It's a step-by-step plan to assess your current financial situation, lower your existing debts, save money, pay down debts in the right order, improve your credit, and lots more. Get the information you really need to take control of your finances, get out of debt for good, and live a happier life. Find Money Girl's 10 Steps to a Debt-Free Life today at audible.com and in the iTunes Store.
Robbie from Keene, New Hampshire, called in with this question.
One of my friends knows that I'm kind of geeky and into grammar and was asking me about adding the S onto words to make it plural, but in the same question brought up words like moose and mice and a goose, how all of those aren't formed into the plural by adding the S. And I was wondering, can you give any insight? Is there any rhyme or reason to this? Is it only animals that, you know, that we don't have to add an S on to make it plural? Look forward to hearing for the answer to this. Keep up with a great podcast. Thank you. Bye.
Guest writer Bonnie Trenga answers. Robbie made me laugh when he placed a follow-up call asking me to imagine pluralizing all these words like the word oxen, goosen, micen, and moosen. Very funny. Perhaps we'd say some plurals that way if we were all still speaking Old English. More on that in a minute. In modern English, most of the time we make a noun plural by adding an S, so the plural of animal is animals. Robbie, on the other hand, is asking about irregular plurals, and we're going to delve a bit into the history of English as we learn about three irregular types of plural nouns. Many irregular plurals in English do seem to be animal names, but odd plurals aren't limited to animals. The first group of irregular nouns we'll discuss derive from an obsolete form in Old English. Oxen, oxen fall into this category. Old English is a West Germanic language that was spoken and written in parts of what are now England and southern Scotland between the mid-5th and mid-12th centuries. Beowulf was written in this language. If someone from 1,000 years ago traveled through time to visit us, we certainly wouldn't understand each other. But as modern English evolved, it retained some elements of Old English. So we can blame Old English for the plural noun oxen. Only two other plural nouns in modern English end this way: children and brethren. Some other nouns, such as eye, house, and hose, used to be pluralized in a similar way, but the plural forms eyen, hausen, and hosen are now dialectic or obsolete. Seeing this word hosen reminded me of the German word lederhosen, which has a similar plural ending as these obsolete words. I've always known that English has many roots, including Germanic ones, but I haven't actually studied German. The site I perused to learn about German plural nouns tells me there are a dozen different ways that German nouns can form the plural, one of which is by adding en. The second group of plurals we'll talk about are mutants, which also have Old English roots. Examples are foot, goose, woman, and louse, which become feet, geese, women, and lice. Again, we turn to German for an explanation of why they're pluralized this way. You form these mutated plurals simply by changing the vowel sound of the singular in a process called umlaut. An umlaut is that little two-dot symbol you sometimes see on German vowels, but what we're talking about here is a different meaning of the word. The process of umlaut is a technical linguistics concept. All we need to know for our purposes is that mutated plurals are in fact quite rare in modern English. Other examples are man and men, mouse and mice, and tooth and teeth. But note that the American Heritage Dictionary says when you're talking about a computer mouse, the plural can be either mice or mouses. Our etymology lesson is over, but we have one more type of plural noun to cover. These are nouns whose singular and plural forms are the same, such as deer, fish, moose, sheep, and swine. They're a kind of collective noun, which I covered in an earlier show. As you can tell, these nouns seem to be all animal names, so Robbie was partly right. These nouns don't have the normal plural ending because we think of them as a group, as in 6 fish are in the aquarium. However, you can pluralize fish in the normal way if you want to describe multiple individuals. For example, the American Heritage Guide to Contemporary Usage and Style uses the example, 6 fishes inhabit the lake. However, you wouldn't say fishes very often unless you're talking in scientific terms. I didn't know that irregular plural nouns could be so interesting. If you want to learn more about Old English or the umlaut process, see quickanddirtytips.com for links to more information. Although I had started out hoping to find a pattern that would help Robbie understand why certain words take strange plurals, the real answer is that the occasional odd plurals are just random holdovers from Old English or are examples of collective nouns. The bottom line is that they are just the way they are, and people who are learning English simply have to memorize the strange plurals just as they would irregular verbs. Sorry. This podcast was written by Bonnie Trenga, author of The Curious Case of the Misplaced Modifier, who blogs at sentencesleuth.blogspot.com. This week, I have a favor to ask of you, because it's nomination time for the 2008 Podcast Awards. There is no secret panel. The podcasts with the most nomination votes are the nominees. The only way we can be nominated is if enough of you vote. If you enjoy this podcast or any of the other Quick and Dirty Tips shows, please visit podcastawards.com and nominate our shows. That's all. Thanks for listening.